Hello, hello, and welcome to the next video on my request list. Now, this is requested by somebody who is developing towards being a life path five, but already has the talent of the energy of the six. Now, the five and the six, now this is quite a difficult transformation to make. So as the one and the two are sort of almost opposites to each other, like the three and the four, so are the five and the six. So you've brought with you the talent and the ability to be the ultimate nurturing mama and papa bear, very safe, very stable. You like to create with your art and your words and everything that you do in life, nurturing environments that keep the people around you, your family and your community safe and nurtured. It's a very idealistic sort of energy that makes you want to bring changes to the world, to do things with your practical action that really helps people in life, especially those that are most vulnerable in life. It's a very service-orientated talent number. However, you've come with a life path five, so you've come to this lifetime to be a bit more selfish. So you're going to find that your life path is often your life path five of adventure and mastery and moving forward with your own stuff is hampered by your tendency and your talent to look after everyone around you. But think this, you're already a nurturer. You're already a mama or a papa bear. Now it's time to do you. It's time to get out there as an adventurer. Look at the world with the eyes of a child and experience as much as you can, whether through travel or varied experience or both, hopefully. So you're here to look at the world and just experience it. And it's not necessarily a focus on caring for other people. It's about developing your own mastery, your own specialism, and then communicating that mastery or communicating whatever amazing things that you have inside you to the world around you. So it's more of a detached life path when it comes to being close to others. It's more about pushing your needs. So I guess what I'm saying is you're here to focus on you in this lifetime. You're good at being a mama and papa bear. You already do that. You know, you can use it as part of your future as a life path five. By all means, use your talent for nurturing others to help you to move forward with your mastery. But in this lifetime, it's your life path five and your mastery that needs to come first. And your expression number will pull you towards helping others, but it's your path to do you. And it means at times, you know, being a bit more selfish and focusing on your own study needs, your own developmental needs, your own development from looking at the world with the eyes of a child towards focus, specialism and mastery on your subject that you can then creatively express to the world, whether with your art or your words, verbally or in written form. Many Life Path Fives have a book within them. And Life Path Fives are here to be more fearless, more like a lion, get out there and be a bit more courageous and lion-like in their way and communicate and talk to their audiences. But your expression number five will make you talented at creating peace and being a little bit more in the background. So there's a developmental situation here where you kind of need to come away from the comforts of the six towards the expression and the adventure of the five, and you've got to do it fearlessly. And your expression number six makes you very cautious, very peaceful, and you're going to need to develop the lion-like courage that you're here to have. So let's have a look at the first slide, if I can get this to work. There you go. So you're a life path five. Your areas of development, your things to achieve in this lifetime. Now, this isn't going to be easy, especially for you as an expression number six. Your life path never is easy, but it's made easier or more difficult depending on the other numbers in your chart. Now, you've got to take in mind your soul urge number and your lesser talent numbers, but your expression number six is your most important, most visible and most and the fixed of all your talents. You'll always be an expression number six, you know. So it's about developing and using the energy of the six, but also developing the opposite energy of the five, because the five is all about being you, having focus, discipline on your own, mastery, and creating your own personal freedom. Now, I mean real personal freedom, not just I'll do what I want until it kills me kind of freedom. That's not real freedom. It's being a master at whatever you do and using that mastery to attain personal freedom of choice, to have excellent charismatic communication skills, whether in written form or verbal or both or artistic or all three. You know, it's about communicating with others and not just communicating your mastery, which is a big part of it, but communicating as much as you can to the world in order to lift them up, make them laugh, inform them, inspire them and delight them, to have adventure in your heart, to be fearless with that experience and be, you know, the most important part of that experience is deciding, is that experience for me? Do I want to do that experience again? Do I want to focus on that experience? Or do I just want to love it, take what I need from it and move on to the next experience? Because one of these experiences or a handful of them is going to lead you to your focus, your specialism and your mastery in this lifetime. But nothing about this is going to be easy, because the talent number six that you have makes you a visionary dreamer and a practical manifester to help others. You want a utopian ideal for everyone around you, full of acceptance. And this is great, because it's, in one way, it can pull you away from your life path five, but in another, it makes your heart want to improve things with your specialism. So you could use the development of your mastery to help you work practically towards your idea of the utopian vision, as long as it's positive. You know, there are many people that have visions of what they think is utopia, and it's actually a world dystopia. We only have to look at terrorism in order to come to that conclusion. So it's when you're a talented six, though, you're a positive big picture visionary, a dreamer, a practical manifester of bringing changes to the world. You know, if you want to bring the world water, you're going to be the one out there wanting to fix in the taps. If you want the world to be fed, you're going to be at those food banks making sure all the shelves are stocked. So the six is really good at acting practically to nurture everyone with full acceptance of themselves and the world as it is now. Perfectly imperfect, works in progress. You just know that you need to nurture yourself and others towards that huge goal of perfection. You know, what is perfection anyway? Or learning life lessons towards being a more developed soul. To understand that this world, this body that we're in, it's just a tool, this body that we've used to enter this physical reality of this world, the virtual reality school of both light and dark experience that you need to experience in order to evolve your soul. You know, you might want the utopia, but, you know, living in a utopia doesn't help you change. In fact, it helps you stay the same, because if you're already perfect, well, what's the point? You know, you might as well just sit on a deck chair and not bother, or stay up in spirit and just enjoy being up in that beautiful energy and vibration that we all want to go back to most of the time. Because this world is a school. It's like having to get up in the morning and deal with life and deal with life lessons and learning, you know, and, you know, going back to spirit. It's a nice place to be. You know, it's a lot more tranquil. And we come to this world in order to have those challenges, to have those difficulties. So as much as a six is good at bringing that ideal to earth, we've got to work towards it. And you as a six, you understand that. You understand that we're all perfectly imperfect and we're all working towards our own soul's evolution, using our body as a tool of experience in this world. So you're here to be compassionate, a socially competent nurturer. You're good at that, I mean. It's not what you're here to be, but you're good at that. I need to get my words right here. You're already a compassionate, socially competent nurturer, a team player, a sensible advisor, a talented creative artist. Absolutely. Sixes are musical. They're good with colour and art and aesthetics, and they often use their creative artistry to help them to nurture others. But because the six is really good at caring for others, it's really important that they have healthy boundaries, not only for their own well-being, but too often to stop the six from meddling in other people's lives with unsolicited advice. Remember, keep your unsolicited advice, because that's not what you're here to do. You're here to work on you, develop you, learn what is my mastery, what is my passion, what is my focus, and then focus on that with discipline, past boredom. You know, fives can think, oh, I'm getting bored of this. No, you're here to be a master. I want you to dig deep. I want you to know every detail of your passion and your mastery. Then and only then can you move forward as an entrepreneur, writer, speaker, communicator, in order to promote your mastery and attain the personal freedom that you are here to attain. But after 10 minutes of lead up, because of the incongruence of the numbers, I felt that was needed. So now we're going to break down the elements of the Life Path 5. So this is going to feel a bit alien to you as a peace-loving, good at creating peace and comfort kind of person. You're here to look at the world with the eyes of a child, but you get easily bored and you want to look at that variety of topics and subject, and that initial varied experience is needed in order for you to decide what is your passion and what isn't. Because you're here to learn via experience and variation. What is my passion? What is my mastery? What is my focus? What can I focus on with discipline and continue with in order to make it, continue past the boredom of the detail, to make it a mastery, to make it a specialism that then progresses you towards personal freedom? Now, this is really about getting out there and experiencing the world and then finding what grabs your heart and then grabbing hold of it. As a talent six energy, your topics of study are going to center around your ideals, your causes, what you can do to help those less fortunate in your community. You may communicate about that subject. You may support causes that help people close to you and overseas in other countries. Because your talents center around being an idealistic nurturer, to bring change for those that are most vulnerable, those that need it the most, and building close relationships with others. Now, your focus study could focus on one area of nurture that you're most passionate about, maybe. This is how you can blend the two numbers. So you can support your Life Path 5 of mastery by using your talents within the six. I mean, they're two opposite numbers, but there's no reason why one can't be used to help the other. But the specifics of that, of course, are up to you, and only your own heart and maybe the odd tarot reading might take you in the correct specific direction, because there's so many. So as a six talent, a six expression, your mastery, your specialism could be built via your practical action and experience of how you can bring changes to the world. And you're probably going to be more action orientated than book study, or you might be a bit of a mix of the two as a Life Path 5, but really it's going to be more where your talent is your practical action. So you could blend these two numbers together by being a five that's developing their mastery, but somebody who's using their talents for nurture and creativity and artistry in the six to guide whatever that mastery, whatever that subject may be. You're here to develop the ability, when you have your mastery, to balance your love of variety, change and adventure, because you don't ever want to lose that. You want to keep your love of variety. No one's saying that you have to choose your mastery and then never look at anything else again. But it's the difficulty is having that time to focus on your mastery, one subject at a time at least, or staying with one mastery and only expanding outwards to other things when your mastery, your main mastery, has already been perfected. So you're here to develop the ability to balance variety and change and adventure with the stability of your family and your people around you. You're here mainly for you, but you know, no man's an island. They do need a certain amount of people around them at certain times. So it's not about pushing out the people in your life, and you are good at building those family relationships. So and the skill mastery. So it's kind of like fives have got to split their energy three ways, a bit towards variety and change, a bit towards the people around them, but then maybe a little bit of a bigger chunk of that towards your mastery. But a balance of the three will be really good for you. And of course, because you're a five, you're going to struggle to balance those three. And as a talented six, you're going to be great with the family thing. You'll be quite good at focusing on your mastery, especially if it's practical mastery. But the variety and change and fearlessness and looking at everything might be a bit of a difficulty for a talented six, because they're more peace-loving and slower moving. So for you, it's going to be the actual getting out there and experiencing the world that could often be a bit of a fear factor for you and might make you stay at home rather than going out and doing it. Because you're, you know, as a five, you can be really spontaneous and take loads of risks, jumping from one experience to another, never settling, never progressing. But also you can swing the other way to completely a dead stop, staying at home and not doing anything. So it's, you've got to find that balance. And there's going to be areas that you're better at than others. You know, the family is going to be easier for you. Then focusing on your mastery will be sort of easier than dealing with the variety and adventure bit. So, you know, it's finding that balance of the two and understanding what bits of it you're going to find more difficult than others. But as a five, you know, it's really important that you don't let your comfort loving shyness and peace loving talent stop you from being that courageous lion that gets out there. Because fives are here to get out there and communicate with others. And for that, they need a good intuitive base. So fives are here to learn to not just look at the world all the time and go, oh, look at all those flashy lights. Wow, I want to try that and that and that. But to make those decisions about what they're taking forward with their life intuitively. Think, is this something? Does my intuition tell me that this is a good line of mastery for me? And access your intuitive wisdom to help you make those deep decisions and assess people around you and situations around you. Because sometimes you're going to think something looks great on paper, you know, and I'm good at that. And but there's something in your heart going, no, something ain't quite right. Or you feel, oh, I don't feel I've got enough knowledge in that subject, but I feel intuitively I want to go down that I want to go down that route. Well, follow your intuitive voice within, because you can always put the time in with discipline and training to take you down that intuitive path, especially if you feel your intuition overrides your knowledge. Now, that could be just a confidence thing, but listen to your intuition rather than that ego voice. Now, that's the difficult thing, understanding what's my intuition and what's my ego voice. Well, first of all, the ego voice is the negative voice within that is telling you you can't do what your intuition is telling you to do. Okay, so you go with that initial intuition. Say yes, do it fearlessly, and don't let that negative voice within that is there to challenge you stop you from moving forwards. You know, even if you have to change that ego voice into a silly little monkey and push it away and then flip round everything the ego voice says into positive. You know, if he says I'm not good enough, I'm gonna say I am good enough, I am enough, I can really follow my intuition and not let my fears stop me. However, you are a very low energy, nurturing mama or papa bear, and it can make you a little bit more peace and comfort loving, but you are intuitive to the needs of others more than you are intuitive or using your intuition for your own decisions. So it's important that if you use your intuition to help others, which you probably do as a talented six, It's time now, if you're not doing already, to use your intuition as a priority for your own decision making, your own action, your own assessment of situations and decisions so that you can move forward. But be careful not to mix up your intuitive voice with your ego voice, because it's the ego that will give you all that negative, that will tell you and challenge you, tell you you're not good enough and everything will go wrong. No. Personify those words into mine is a monkey dressed in silly clothes. I visualize pushing that ego voice away, and then I flip everything that monkey says around in my mind and heart, and I move forward positively and intuitively, fearlessly. You've got to develop your ability to attain inner and outer real freedom. And that means sometimes doing things that you don't want to do always in the moment. And now that sounds confusing, doesn't it? Because we link freedom to doing what we want. But, you know, doing what you want is not necessarily real freedom, because if I did what I want, I'd be very fat and lazy right now, and I probably wouldn't have the freedom to go out. I probably wouldn't have the health in order to exercise my freedom. Or if I decide, oh yeah, I want loads of money, so I'm just going to go and rob a shop or something because I want to do that and I am free. All that's going to do is lead me to prison and incarceration. So what fives are here to understand is what freedom really is and what it takes to get the personal freedom, to attain the personal freedom that a five is here to achieve. And it sounds counterintuitive, but freedom and discipline are inherently linked. And again, it shows that developing our focus, our mastery, our discipline is what is eventually going to bring us the real personal freedom so that we can do what we want, but in a healthy way. You're not saying, I'll do what I want to rebel against what people are advising you to do. Say, for example, eat your veg and fruit. No, I'm free. I'm just going to eat chocolate and crisps. You know, that's not going to bring you freedom. That's going to bring you illness and being stuck in hospital or at home. So if you want to be free, you've got to have a mastery. Excuse me, scratching my nose. It's summer and there's a bit of hay fever around, and I get it every year. So freedom and discipline, they're all inherently linked. So mastery is what is going to bring you real personal freedom of choice. Now, your sixth talent energy means that you're a compliant energy, very peaceful energy, and very mindful of others, very service-orientated talent that you have. Sometimes, though, you're so mindful of others that you forget yourself and your own desires. This is the crux of you in this lifetime. You may feel alien to you. It may even feel selfish. But at the end of the day, you're here to focus on you and your own mastery and your own communication to the world. Your life path suggests you have a rebellious need to do what you want. All fives do. And it may burst out if you feel taken advantage of, or somebody's telling you you can't do something. Fives will often say, well, I'll do what I want. And then they lead themselves to destruction. You know, and it's not just about doing what I want and being rebellious. You know I've got a lot of five energy in me. I'm the biggest rebel known to man. It's knowing what to rebel against and what not to rebel against, because when you rebel against things that are actually hurting you, then you're kind of going counterproductive to what you're here to do as a five. So support your life path five. It's important that you set strict boundaries on your service. Remember I said, don't do too much for others, you know. Other life paths can be too selfish and they need to consider others more. You're the other way around. You consider other people too much and you need to focus on you more. However selfish that may seem, it's your life path. And it's meant to be difficult. It's not meant to be a walk in the park for you. So you've got to have strict boundaries to your service to others, because it's all taking away from your fiveness. So you've got to have enough resources and time and focus to work on your own passions, desires and mastery, and work on it with total discipline. towards freedom. But of course, remember, you've got to balance those other elements too. But mastery is the king of that castle, whereas also nurturing the family and people around you, and of course still having that sense of variety and adventure that's going to take you away from, you know, the hard work of life. You know, you need a break. Sometimes you need a bit of variation away from your mastery. And sometimes you need a bit of family away from your mastery, or a bit of family away from your variation, so that you can have a balance of the three. But it's that inner and outer freedom that is really important for you to develop, to understand that what you want isn't necessarily freedom. You're just rebelling. You know, freedom and discipline are inherently linked, and only your mastery, your focus and your discipline, and then working towards getting that mastery out to people and communicating in it to audiences or in books, it's going to be that action, that focus, that mastery that actually brings you the personal freedom that you really want in life. You're here to develop your verbal and written communication skills towards charismatic sharing of ideas and stories related to your specialism and other things around it, the people around you. You know, it's not always related to your specialism, but you do have a path of actually getting your specialism out there as well. You have the potential and need to work towards being a great communicator. And again, this is going to be difficult. You might struggle to communicate at first. You might be a bit argumentative. You might refuse to write. You might refuse to do everything towards communication, especially at first. But that's because it's your life path to be a communicator and to take those challenges and get past them and still do what you're here to do. You're a talent in the six energy, means that you're a competent communicator socially within your family and your community, very much a team player. You can share ideas emotionally and passionately and connect with others on a deep level. But you're a bit shy, and sometimes your shyness in the six and your love of peace and comfort in the six may pull you away from actually having the confidence and courage to communicate with wider audiences. So to support your life path five, endeavor to use your specialism relating to your passionate expression six ideals, maybe, because we're still blending these numbers. Maybe your specialism might be related to causes or your desire to help others in a certain area. So as the subject of your passionate and charismatic communication, so you can use your talent in the six, your ability to nurture others in your family, community and in the wider world. This could be a big part, or the part of the mastery that you can passionately communicate to the world. There's always a way to blend two opposing numbers, to use the expression six to your advantage while prioritizing the energy and development of the five, which is getting out, communicating to audiences, whether in an audio form, verbal form, written form, whether you do it through art or poems or books. That's what you're here to do. So you've got to get past that shyness, that self-judgment that sometimes sixes can do. Although you're quite good as a talented six at reconciling your mistakes, and use that to help you move forward and put your communication out there in whatever form that you decide to bring it in. You're here to learn to commit, be dependable and do what you say you're going to do. So fives can be a bit scatty, and they don't mean to forget what they've said they're going to do. They're just looking at the world still with the eyes of a child. Fives like to experience, and they can say something and then promptly within 10 minutes forget what they've said. And it's because they're so chaotic and they haven't, you know, focused. They're just desperate to look at the world with the eyes of a child, and it can make fives quite chaotic and scattered and changeable, because they're always looking for that next new experience, especially if they haven't found their mastery yet. And it can continue after their mastery, because a five can then become quite obsessive on that mastery. So they're either totally scattered and can't focus, or they're so focused that you can't get their eyes out of it. Especially if you're a life path 1, 4, 5, you can swing between obsession and total scatteration. Whether you're a life path number 5, especially, and sometimes a birthday number 5 too. So Your life path 5 suggests that you can be too scattered to commit. But you have the ability in the 6 energy. You know, the 6 energy brings more commitment to the long term. And the 6 energy can help you here because you're talented at being relied upon by the people around you. You're talented at looking after and nurturing those around you, which can many times negate your difficulty with forgetting what you promised to others. In fact, sometimes the expression number 6 can tip you too far the other way and you end up doing too much for other people and not enough for yourself. So you are the one that's got to assess that. So support your life path 5 by developing your chaos into order and commitment into something that you love and that you can put 100% attention to in sections. Because remember, we've always got to find that balance between variety, family and mastery. You are naturally responsible and others can depend on your help, care and compassion. So you have that ability to be committed and dependable to others. But I guess what I'm saying is don't be too committed to other people's causes unless they're linked to your mastery and your eventual communication of your specialism. I want you to put you first. Now, this isn't going to be easy for a talented 6 and you're going to find yourself committing and depend and getting people to depend upon you on things that aren't linked to what you're here to do. Make sure that you're only committing to things that bring your mastery and your communication forward, because you can still help others in that way, but it means it isn't, you're not spreading your commitment and dependability too far and wide and not focusing it enough on what is good for you. Because remember, again, you're here to focus on you in this lifetime, but you're not going to find that easy because you're such a talented mama or papa bear that it's going to be hard for you to make that transition towards a more distant, more audience communication, more self-focused kind of life. But it's what you're here to do, and I don't want you feeling guilty about that. We've all got to have a mix of selfish life paths and giving life paths, otherwise everybody's going to be giving and no one's going to achieve anything. We've got to have that mix of the two, and this time you've brought your talent to nurture to help you be you. Now, that's not going to be easy, but it's a lifelong process that, you know, it's going to all of us, our life path is going to take our lives to achieve, really. So just walk that path and the journey and enjoy it, from helping everyone else to focusing on you a bit more, because you're here to develop your social skills, your charisma, because you have the potential to be more fun-loving, positive and optimistic. But at times you can be quite anxious, judgmental and argumentative, and you need to kind of work your way out of that by using your ability to reconcile your ideas. And some spirituality would be good to calm you down, and then lots of opportunity to get out socially and communicate to others. The talent in the 6 energy means that you're a great socializer, especially pulling people close. You're warm, you're compassionate, you're emotional, you're fun loving. So you can pull people a bit too close and do a little bit too much, because you're the sensible advisor, always counseling and helping others. However, those that oppose your ideals or don't think like you may not feel your warmth so easily. Because the expression 6 is really going to focus more and feel more connected to those that share the same beliefs as them, as we all do. So support your life path 5 by extending your hand and your humour to more people. People that don't necessarily share your ideals, you know, because you're here to communicate with the masses. And as a 6, you're talented at not judging others for thinking differently to you. Use that when you're out communicating with the world so that you don't have any judgment for anyone and you can communicate with everyone, a wide audience, in a very unbiased way. That is really important. You're here to develop consistent independence. Now, 5s can be a bit up and down. They can be totally independent and leave and you don't see them for dust, or totally dependent because they've done something that's taken all their money, or they've taken a risk that's hurt them, or taken their finances, or got them in trouble even. Get rich quick type of scheme situation. And it can bring on dependence again. And that's exactly what 5s are scared of. They'd rather be independent and out there and, you know, that that's important for a five to develop. But, you know, that doesn't mean you just go off on your own independently. You know, independence is important, but it's got to be blended into interdependence, because no man is an island. No lady is an island. No one is alone. We're all interconnected. So we've got to learn, and a five especially, to give and receive in equal measure. Now, you know what I'm going to say. Your talent energy is going to be great at getting you to give. You know, and you will give too much and you might not take enough, but it also gives you the potential to be very independent. Sixes love doing things for themselves and can be a little bit too independent. In fact, other people tend to depend on the six a lot, and the six end up taking the weight of the world on their shoulders. And that's not what you're here to do. So you are far too responsible and safe at times to get embroiled in any risky schemes. So which is going to help you to hopefully to stop you getting too embroiled in schemes that are going to either get you in trouble or lose you a lot of money. You know, because you've got to be intuitive with your risk taking. So you're very responsible as a six and very safe and cautious. And this is going to help you if you use that talent, you know, that intuitive ability, that you won't get embroiled in risky schemes that are actually going to cause you issues. You know, it's got to, you know, your responsibility in the six is going to help bring that balance to overpower some very risky decisions that a life path five could make. So use your ability to be cautious in the six to stop you from swinging from independence to dependence and back again, because you need a healthy sense of interdependence. So support your life path five by taking only intuitive risks to progress, so that you can give and receive in equal measure, so that you can achieve consistent interdependence and not swing between dependence and independence, disappearing off on your own and dumping everyone, or becoming totally dependent on someone's help. You're also here to be more fearless. Sixes like to be safe, and you're here to be like a fearless lion. You're here to learn to develop that fearlessness and help others to live fearlessly too. So you can be fearful of many things. You can even be fearful of restriction. You can be fearful of boredom. You can be fearful of a lot of things. And there, you know, it makes you not be able to be the fearless lion you're here to be. Just think of it as, if you're here to be fearless, you're going to have to fight challenges of fearfulness. And then when you've got past that fear and you are that fearless lion, inspire others to be fearless too. So you need to challenge yourself, first of all, past your own comfort zones. And then and only then can you help others to get past their comfort zones and be more fearless in life. But your talent in the six energy means that you are not generally brave. You're more cautious and anxious. And not that it's good to be anxious. It makes you, because anxiety is good when it doesn't control you. Anxiety helps you to really assess, you know, what do I need to change? Do I really need to do this? Is this safe? Is this the right thing to do? You know, the six is going to bring some caution in, and it might get in the way of your fearlessness at times. Okay, use your intuition. Don't let that ego voice get in the way and tell you you're not good enough and keep you in that place of being stuck, because, you know, your life path suggests that you might struggle to get past those fears, you know, fears in the world and fears that get generated by your ego mind. And you've got to be braver. You've got to push that ego away and say, I'm here to do something braver in this world. And it's going to be difficult. But support your life path five by breaking out of that comfort zone of yours, that lovely comfort zone of peace that you're so good at creating and maintaining, and be intuitively braver. Getting out there, trust your inner voice, act on your inner voice to move forward. Now, that is going to be a scary proposition, but it's your life path to do that. Finally, fives can be here, there and everywhere, spreading their immense energy into loads of activities. And then if they don't learn from these activities, they end up walking a path of scatteration and not moving forward. So fives need to make good use of their huge energy. and learn from their experiences, decide which experiences should be part of their future and which should be put aside as an experience that has taught them about themselves. Because it's through this adventure, this using your energy and drive to look at the world, that's really going to help you find that mastery. And you need to always keep that energy of variation and using that immense excess energy that you have as a five and use it into productive things, you know. But if you feel restricted, if you have people in your life that are restricting you, or situations that are restricting you, or you are restricting yourself, you're going to be restless, and you're going to try and get that adventure and change back into your life by being a bit of a drama queen. And it can cause you arguments and situations and emotional situations that really aren't a good use of your energy and drive. So it's important that you use your energy and drive initially for experience and adventure and creative and courageous action, and then focusing that into the mastery that you're here to achieve. Remember, your energy should be going into your own mastery and communication more than it should be going into you helping others, unless that mastery is all about helping others, which is a great way of blending your two biggest numbers in your chart. Now, I hope you've really found this video useful today. I'm about to show you some books that I've got out at the moment. But first and foremost, if you'd like a reading from me, I do everything from 40-minute to 2-hour readings in numerology. I also do tarot readings, energy healing. You only have to go on my website over the next few days. It's not on there yet. And it will be by the end of next week. All my services are going to be on my website on a video for you to see. Or you might just want to request one of these videos for me to put out. Email me, contact me on social media. I would be really excited to hear from you. But what I want to show you now is some of my books that I've got out that I really think that will help you. I've got a beginner book for people that just want to understand them, but if you want to be a numerologist yourself and understand the energy of numbers yourself, I have some thicker, more detailed sort of course books that also can really help take you down the line of learning to be a great numerologist, and that's to come right now. So I hope you've enjoyed listening to my video today. And just before I go, I just want to let you know some exciting news. My beginner book, Remember Your Life Plan, has just been released on Amazon. And this gives you a basic grounding in numerology. It's for beginners and people that are just starting out. And it's good for you to read this before you read my other book. So Remember Your Life Plan is for beginners, really. Gives you a grounding in numerology, and it's sort of the level where people would do my foundations of numerology practitioner on Udemy. So that is my first beginner book, and it's just for newbies. This one is for people that are more intermediate. It provides a deeper analysis of the lessons and challenges of your life path and birthday energies, a concise list of your priority and secondary life path tasks, and it gives you a deeper understanding, and it's longer and more detailed analysis for potential numerology readers. And then Remember Your Talents, again, it's an intermediate level course, and it provides an analysis of the lessons of your life path with your talent number, with your expression number. So it shows how good you're going to be at achieving the lessons of your life path and birthday number. Again, a lesson by lesson comparison of your talents to see how easy or difficult each task in your life purpose will be. And again, it's longer and more detailed, and it's more for numerology readers that have a good grounding. And if you have a good grounding, you might want to take my Master Practitioner for Readers on numerology, if you prefer audiovisual or you'd like to do both. Remember Your Motivations is due out soon. I'm working frantically to try and get this third intermediate book of the trilogy out there for you, and I hope to do that soon. So and don't forget, if you want a reading from me one-to-one over Zoom, just send me an email. You might want a one-to-one, an ongoing one-to-one service, in which case you might want to join my channel on YouTube. And if you live in the UK or you're visiting soon, I do shows all over Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire and Berkshire sometimes, with Dear Spirit Events. So come to one of our events for a personal reading, or just say hello and purchase one of my books. It's completely up to you. So these are my three books, and I hope you've enjoyed my video today, and get looking on Amazon, because I tell you what, to find them quickly, put my name in, Katie Ewers, KatieYoueRS, and then my books come up straight away for you to have a look at. So I hope you enjoy my books, and I hope you've enjoyed my video today. See you soon.